Hello, Consciousness Circle members. It's time to talk about Mercury in Gemini. And this year, it's a really big deal. Not only are we going to be experiencing eclipses during Gemini season, but Mercury will also retrograde in Gemini from May 29th to June 22nd, which will be in the middle of eclipses. This is a lot of energy that will make us feel like we're going in a lot of different directions. But the only reason that that tends to happen is because we're not centered. And that's important to acknowledge right now as we're just beginning the month of May, because we are coming from the full moon in Scorpio of April 26th. Try to follow me because all of this ties in together and it'll make sense. Whatever transpired for you, whatever came up to thought, whatever came from emotion and soul to cognitive thought for you, that is exactly what you're still going to be working through, what you're going to be thinking about, what you're going to hopefully be present in and trying to find the gift in during the Mercury retrograde cycle in the middle of eclipse season, okay? So I wanted to give you a few important dates for this Mercury transit, as well as a few characteristics and qualities of what Mercury and Gemini is. So Mercury and Gemini is energy that likes to be mentally engaged and feel alive. So while this full moon in Scorpio of April 26 brought up a lot of heavy stuff for us, the fact that we can process it during a Gemini transit, during a Mercury and Gemini transit, is a really important deal. Because instead of just sitting in the sadness and the heaviness of what came up, we are with the lightness of Gemini energy that, by the way, Mercury and Gemini will be there from May 3rd to July 11th. Okay, so all of the heavy stuff that has come up for us, really, from the last week of April through the first 2 weeks of May, we can process and digest in a very Gemini way. It's light, it's fun, but it's also this ability to be able to look at the situation from a different perspective, to be able to disassociate, or at the very least, detach ourselves. Perhaps detach is a better word. Detach ourselves from being whatever it is that came up. We don't necessarily have to identify with what came up. That's not to deny that it exists, but we don't have to identify with it. And that's the importance of Gemini energy, that it allows us to distinguish. It allows us to distinguish one thing from the next, from the next, from the next. Another characteristic of Mercury in Gemini that I love is that it exposes its intelligence through wonder and amazement. How does that help us? That helps us in that if we are able to look at our situations, to look at our lives through the eyes of learning, of being the perpetual student, we can appreciate the fact that there is a lesson and an opportunity for growth in everything. And this is especially true with everything that came up with the full moon in Scorpio of April 26th. There is power in that. There is growth in that. There is transformation in that. We are meant to go through that process because remember, Pluto in Capricorn is retrograde during this entire time. And Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio, went retrograde a day after the full moon in Scorpio. I hope I didn't lose you there. My point is that while we are in this time of processing all of the heavy stuff that came up for us, we are able to do it in a way where mentally it doesn't feel so heavy. Yes, we will see a lot of things, but if we open our minds up to understanding that there is a lesson in that rather than a judgment in what comes up for us, it makes a world of a difference. So Another beautiful quality about Mercury and Gemini is constantly seeking new ideas and fresh perceptions. If we seek safe space to process everything that's coming up for us, especially during eclipse season, because eclipses change so much of our lives that we need to understand, we need to have this perception of, this isn't happening to me, this is happening for me. And guys, this isn't just me, you know, throwing just positive quotes at you. This isn't just me telling you to, you know, say positive affirmations and ignore the bad. No, that's not what I'm about at all. But I do understand, and I genuinely believe that the universe, the cosmos, life, spirit, source, whatever you want to call it, whatever you identify with, is in fact working in our favor, whether it feels that way or not. So like Mercury in Gemini, looking at life through a fresh perspective is crucial for when we're going through transitions. And 2021, man, it is a major transition for us, because this is the year in which the cosmos are asking us to rebuild either our entire lives or a part of our lives that was taken away in 2021. And as I'm sure that a lot of you have realized by now, that part of our lives was taken away because it was meant to. Genuinely, it was meant to. It was time. And now we are finding ourselves rebuilding from a brand new space that we're not really familiar with. And it scares us, and it makes us want to run back to what feels comfortable. But what Mercury and Gemini is reminding us of is to keep an open mind, keep a fresh perspective, understand that you are a perpetual student of this school called life. Okay? And finally, one of the most important things I feel is listening and speaking while we interact with others. Speaking and listening. It's an exchange of ideas. It's an exchange of energy. This is important because, one, the times we're living in, right? We live in a culture where having a difference in opinion is no longer accepted, right? And if you have a difference in opinion with someone, you know, they go and cancel you. That very black and white way of thinking doesn't allow for Gemini energy to express itself at its fullest. Gemini energy reminds us that there are multiple perspectives in the world, and that there's a point to that. Because if there was just one way to look at life, one way to look at the world, where does expansion and growth happen? Right? So there are a few things about Mercury and Gemini. And now I want to go into very quickly the dates and what Mercury will be doing throughout the month of May, okay? So, like I said earlier, Mercury will be in Gemini from May 3rd to July 11th because it's going to go retrograde for a few weeks. Mind you, this is a longer... It remains in Gemini for much longer, when usually Gemini spends no more than 3.5 weeks in a sign. With a retrograde cycle in the middle, it spends twice as much time in there. So, some important dates to keep in mind. May 6th. This is a really crucial date because on May 6th, Mercury gets to 5 degrees of Gemini. That fifth degree is the degree in which the full moon eclipse of May 26th will take place. It will be at 5 degrees Sagittarius. But it's important because if it's an eclipse, we're obviously working with the opposite end, which means that the moon will be at 5 degrees Sagittarius, but the sun will be at 5 degrees Gemini at the time of the eclipse. But on May 6th, Mercury will touch that fifth degree in Gemini. Pay attention to what happens on that day. Whenever planets touch the degree of an upcoming event, like an eclipse, it's important that we pay attention to that, because it's like we're collecting clues. We're collecting clues as to what that eclipse can mean for us. So pay attention to May 6th and what transpires for you, what messages you get, what messages you send. It can be something as practical and mundane as an email, text message, a DM, or something as significant as a message that comes to you during meditation, for instance. Another important day to keep in mind is May 9th, because on that day, Mercury comes together with the North Node in Gemini. The North Node is this energy reminding us, keep a fresh perspective, open your mind up to another way of doing things, open your perception to seeing life through a different lens. And how appropriate is that? I mean, whether we want to or not, we are having to look at life from a different perspective, because life is not what it was 12 months ago. Like I mentioned earlier, for a lot of us, we went through massive transformation either through our entire life or very significant parts of our lives. So this isn't a matter really of whether we really want to have a different perspective. When it involves the nodes, the nodes don't give us a choice. The North Node in Gemini is saying, I'm here to help open up your perspective and allow you to understand that you have different options, that you have different solutions, that there are different ways of you rebuilding your life. And although you're unfamiliar with it, it's okay. You're figuring it out. That lightness of Gemini energy, it's what's really helping us through a really crucial part of the year. We are rebuilding our entire lives in some way, shape, or form. And thank goodness that these eclipses are not in any other signs, okay? Because Gemini and Sagittarius are signs that are mutable. And mutable energy is meant to adapt to what is going on. Thank the stars, thank Jupiter, thank Saturn, thank all of them that this is what we're experiencing now, okay? Now, May 12th, Mercury creates a trine to Saturn in Aquarius. This is such a great day. Guys, this is such a great day to have meetings, to present your ideas, to, if you work for yourself, launch a project, launch a product, launch an idea, launch something. I will tell you this, May 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th are such great days to expose your ideas, to have meetings, to have work interviews. Look, anything in which you have to present yourself to another person and present what you have to offer, whoo, especially on that May 12th. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Okay. So just keep that in mind. Give new ideas a new opportunity. Okay. Take a new approach to rebuilding life if that's what you're doing. All right. On May 14th, Mercury begins its pre-retrograde phase. Okay. Look, I think that Mercury retrograde in Gemini, I think we're going to feel it a lot more than we felt Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, or really Mercury retrograde in any other sign. And the reason for that is that Mercury is in his home sign of Gemini. With that said, please don't freak out. Please don't fall into the trap of being afraid of you can't do anything during a Mercury retrograde, because that's simply not true. That's not the reality that we live in. Now, unless you can take a complete hiatus from May 3rd to July 11th, then by all means do it. But if you cannot, understand that anything that you start, that you agree to, anything that really is discussed from May 14th, really through July 11th, will have to be reviewed. You're going to have to come back to it for one reason or another. Certain things will be missed. But just understand that it's going to be a matter of revision. It's not the end of the world. Now, on May 22nd, Mercury squares Neptune in Pisces. any time that Mercury squares Neptune, it's probably worse than an actual Mercury retrograde. And mind you, by this time, Mercury is, it's in its pre-retrograde shadow phase. That week, I want to say, not just that day, May 22nd is the day that the aspect perfects itself in terms of degrees and very technically. But here's the thing. One, don't jump to conclusions. Do not jump to conclusions about anything, because there is a lack of clarity. And I feel that when Neptune is involved and it's there to mess with our clarity, it's so that we slow the freak down, take a deep breath, and come back to ourselves. Come back to the inside. Remember, Mercury represents cognitive thought, perception, communication. Neptune represents lack of cognitive thought. It represents lack of boundaries. It's this understanding or this belief that we are all boundless beings connected as one. Mercury energy is very earthly, is very 3D. Neptunian energy is very 5D. These two coming together at a 90 degree angle will cause discomfort. So just understand that, okay? Be aware of that. Now, finally, on May 29th, Mercury goes retrograde till June 22nd. Okay. Wherever Mercury is in your chart, understand one, you're going to have to revisit, review certain things, but also understand that far more than just your phone or your laptop going to poop, which I hope it doesn't, this is about gaining a new perspective, trying a different approach, being open-minded and understanding and accepting that life really isn't what it used to be, and that old ways of doing life are simply just not going to work. Okay. So with that said, one of the most important dates of any retrograde, of any Mercury retrograde period, is when Mercury meets the Sun. And that usually happens at the midway point of the entire transit. This happens on June 10th. On June 10th, the Sun comes together with Mercury. This usually represents a time in which we get an answer, in which we have this cosmic download, this aha moment, in which weeks prior, whatever it was that we were wondering, that didn't come to fruition, that we were guessing, the Sun coming together with Mercury on June 10th usually represents one of those days in which we do get some sort of answer. And then from that day, from June 10th to June 22nd, which is when Mercury retrograde is over, then this is the time in which we can now decide to do things differently. By the way, I know that I mentioned July 11th earlier, but that's when it finally gets out of its post-retrograde shadow, okay? So I'm giving you this big window of time, but I'm letting you know that technically, just the retrograde phase is from May 29th to June 22nd. But this June 10th date, crucial. Crucial. And why else? Because at the time, on that same day, we have the new moon eclipse in Gemini. Guys, this Mercury retrograde is so important that we really need to be present. We really need to understand where we're coming from so that when we set intentions for that new moon eclipse, we understand where our intentions are coming from. We come from a place of acceptance because we've opened up our perspective to see life from a different space. Okay? I hope this is helpful for you. Please understand that I will continue talking about this, whether on my social media or on here. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Have a great day.